Hello, I'm Mark Taylor. I'm the Dean of Warwick Business School, and I'm here today with Dhruv Batra, who is one of our most distinguished alumni. Dhruv graduated from the University of Warwick in 2005 and now has extensive entrepreneurial interests, not only in India, but all across the world. Dhruv, great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Dhruv, I just wanted to ask you a few things about your time at Warwick and your time since Warwick, and obviously you've gone on to be very, very successful. And we want to really draw out what advice, what it is that you learnt at Warwick that has been influential to you in your career. So perhaps I can start by asking you, what advice would you give to anyone thinking of studying at Warwick?
I would start with saying that obviously they need to very carefully think through the course that they want to apply to. That is one very important aspect, because one thing that I can say from personal experience is, having graduated from here, is that the experience, overall experience that we get, is wonderful. So making sure that at least you have a clarity on way forward, because there is an excellent amount of resource available in terms of faculty, in terms of support, in terms of while you're here to help you achieve your end goal. So yes, a careful think through about what you want to do, because whatever you expect, you will get it at Warwick and more.
Excellent. That's very interesting. What do you think, would you say, was the best part of your time at Warwick?
One very interesting fact I'd like to point out is that, you know, I came from a typical conservative Indian family where I was not exposed to much. Coming to Warwick, it opened a complete new spectrum, you know, interaction with people from all across the world. I was actively involved in activities like the One World Week, where today I almost interact with people from 50 different countries. So one aspect I must say about Warwick is that it imbibes, you know, multicultural spirit and gives students the opportunities to interact and do work together, so that, you know, in future, it can really help you open up and then further excel in your career.
So you think that multicultural aspect is an important part of the Warwick experience?
Absolutely.
Presumably allied with academic excellence as well, but real-world applicability, would you say?
Absolutely. That's why, you know, coming back to my first point, is that the academic strength that Warwick has is absolutely fantastic, and the support that you get from this academic staff, as well as what Warwick is able to get for students, is absolutely wonderful, because it opens so many doors, because you have alumni all across the world, and the respect Warwick has been able to garner over the years has been fantastic. So yes, I think this is a very, very critical part.
And what would you say was your proudest moment at Warwick?
Obviously, the most proud moment is the day you graduate. And for me, it was very interesting, because the day I graduated, I had the chairman emeritus of the Tata Group, Dr. Ratan Tata, getting a doctorate. So a very proud moment. Another very proud moment was that, you know, we had got a special mention that while my time at Warwick, I had organized a seminar called Bridging the Gaps Between India and Pakistan, which was almost 800 people attended it. And it was single-handedly organized by me, along with a few other colleagues of mine. And that was, I think, that was the exact experience that I'm talking about. People from all across the world, you know, students from all across the world attended it. And it was just a fantastic experience to share people's views in a platform and get, you know, get something that you would not be able to do any other. So that was a very proud moment as well. This was in 2004.
Right. Interesting. And were you a member of any student societies at Warwick?
Yes, I was actually part of several. I was the president of the Indian Society. I was president of the Border Society, and I was very actively involved with the One World Week. So, yes, I spent a lot of my time doing extracurriculars, very actively involved with cricket as well.
Excellent. Then, but presumably you had time to do your work as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did. You know, it has a good, you know, as I say, it has a good balance between academics, and it gives you the opportunity, which was, you know, and if you take the opportunity well, you're able to balance it out, and you manage to do both well together.
What do you think is the best thing you learned at Warwick?
I think one very important aspect that I learned at Warwick was my ability to work with, you know, the sense of team spirit. This is something that, you know, one learns it across their, you know, their working careers. But this is something I thoroughly enjoyed here, because, you know, I was working both, you know, with academic staff from the international office, with students. I think that gave me personally a huge amount of opportunity to work with people, interact in different situations, which I'm sure you can get everywhere else. Another very important aspect that I got from Warwick was the interaction that the faculty was so helpful. You know, I went to further pursue a master's degree, and the kind of support I got at Warwick was unparalleled to anywhere I can possibly expect.
That's very nice. Thank you. And you've had a an amazing career, very, very successful, stellar career as an international entrepreneur since leaving Warwick in 2005, since graduating here in 2005. But you keep coming back. And today, very kindly, you've offered to speak, to give a talk to our graduating class at Warwick University on our graduation day. Why do you want to keep coming back to Warwick? Why is it important to keep in touch?
You know, I think one of the most important reasons is for people like yourself, Mark, because, you know, you make us feel so welcome to come back. You know, there is such a wonderful opportunity Warwick offers to us alumni. And I see that if you're able to make the effort, you know, I see Warwick has been able to open a lot of doors for me as, you know, as an individual. And every time I come back, I just see the amount of effort that is happening and just the growth that Warwick has been able to achieve. You know, it is such a welcoming place that, you know, you feel so happy to be back. You know, I was came to Warwick late last evening, and it was just a walk down memory lane going through everywhere. And it's a very proud moment for me to be associated now and just to see what Warwick is doing globally. You know, being in India, I see what the name Warwick has earned and the amount of efforts and initiatives Warwick Business School is doing and the university is doing, which for me as an alumni is a very, very proud thing, which I don't see any other top-ranked university being able to achieve so far.
Finally, Dhruv, can I ask you two questions? What is the best piece of advice that you've been given in your life? And what advice would you give to our students graduating today and to our alumni?
A piece of advice that I to date carry is, when you come in as a young graduate, people say we typically lack focus. We want to know, we're, you know, trying a few things. You know, once you get a sense of what you want to do, you should be determined to be able to get to that goal. Having spent my time here, I had a very different plan of action. But while I was here, I had a fantastic interaction with everybody and was able to help me, you know, focus my energy on one goal. And that was actually, and that is very, very important. You need to know what you want to do, and you need to work very, very hard because there are no shortcuts to success. In my 8 years after graduating now, I've, you know, as I said, been focused on what I want to achieve and been working very, very hard to it. And a lot of that has come from my time at Warwick because they were able to help me work focused towards my goal and, you know, work towards trying and achieving it. And to any other graduate, I firmly suggest that, you know, there will be ups and downs. You know, not everything that you will do will be successful. There comes, you know, points where, you know, you feel disheartened. It's that time is very important to pick yourself up because today times are difficult. You know, it's not very easy to get good jobs. But at the end of the day, if you're focused, you're determined, and you can pull yourself up at the right time, I think, you know, that's the winner on your hand.
Thank you, Dhruv. Dhruv, you said how proud you are to be a graduate of Warwick University, an alumnus of Warwick University. Can I also say, on behalf of the university, how very proud we are of you as a representative, an ambassador, and a graduate of this great university. Dhruv, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much as well. It's an honour for me to be here today.